As our minds and thoughts are turned toward Israel and the fighting that has arisen there recently, I began to think about the relationship between God and his people, the Jews. It was very convicting to me as I thought about it. God told Abraham thousands of years ago that he would have more children than the stars in heaven. And that is true. The Jews are all descendants of Abraham. And he gave clear warning in the Bible and promise that those who bless his people will be blessed, and those who curse his people will be cursed. And that promise still continues today. And I think about it, what loyalty that is. There's been quite a history of the Lord being patient with his people, the Jews, from the time that Moses led them from Egypt up to the present time. Most people that live in Israel are Jewish or Muslim. Both of these groups deny that Jesus is God and the Son of God. For 2,000 years, his people have rejected his Son as the Messiah, but he still continues to bless those that bless them and curse those that curse them. God has punished his people through the years in various ways, just as he does with each and every one of us. But he's never left off his promise. And he will send another chance for many of them to be saved after the rapture. He's never left them, even despite the fact that they don't believe in him and his son Jesus. He's never changed what he said he would do. And I want to be a person like that. I don't want to love others because of how they act or how they treat me or if they stay loyal to me or if they continue to be my friend and treat me right and say right words to me. I want to love people because of who I am. That's what God does. He doesn't love us because of who we are. We are so weak and we're always sinning and turning from him and not trusting him. Yet he continues to be so faithful to us. He's a loyal God. He calls his people my people. He calls us his children, despite the way that we treat him. It's very convicting to me, and I want to grow in this area. Friends, do you want to grow in this area? Do you want to stay true to others, even if they aren't true to you? That is not a popular opinion that the world holds. There are many women that will tell you on podcasts, girl, you just need to stand up for yourself and refuse to be mistreated and refuse to be around people that don't respect you the way that you deserve to be respected. But God says to us, those are my people. I will protect them. I will stay loyal to them. I will keep my promises that I made to Abraham and to David. I will not leave them. And he, in amazing, amazing display of patience, long-suffering, and love, continues to be a father to his chosen people, continues to be faithful to me. The Holy Spirit stays with me when I'm sure it's not a very pleasant scenario to be with me all the time. But he stays with me, and he promises never to leave me. So some of you hearing this podcast may have had betrayal and abandonment in your past, but I can point you to a God who never leaves. A God who says, those are my people. Even if they don't trust Jesus and believe in him, he still calls Israel his people. He's not going to leave you. You can fully trust in the love of our Heavenly Father. What a blessing. What a blessing that he's our God. This week, let's walk in love. Loving God through loving others.
Have a great week.